All you need to know about it is that this particular song, the Jutland Parade is the most expensive real estate in Australia. So I want you to consider this. They came down from Meekatharra in a burnt-out blue FJ that farted and just shit itself in Jutland Parade, right next door to Bondi's. When the smoke had cleared, a voice said, "Hey, this place look all right. We'll tell the government it's a sacred site. Dead fucking easy. Good day, Mr. Alan Bond, how you going, bloke? Hey, I'm your brand new neighbour. Hey, Matt, you got a smoke? And I think I'm gonna like it here, living next door to Alan. 24 kids, 9 adults and 15 dogs, a dead roo on the roof rack and a bootload full of grog. And I'm Flash as Michael Jackson, now I'm living next door to Alan. The first thing that we gotta do is get another car, 'cause the one sitting out the front won't even fucking start. We'll call that bloke again from the government, he's alright, eh?" So they call the bloke in charge of all the government grants, and the next day in the driveway was a new Mercedes-Benz. "Here, come and have a look at this one, Edwin. This one's got a wireless. Look at this, eh? Good day, Mr. Alan Bond. How you going, mate? You got a rear flash car, but my one's flash 1A. And I believe that my one's faster than yours, Mr. Bond, because mine's a red one. Look at this." 24 kids, 9 adults and 15 dogs, all squeezed in the front seat with the wireless turned full on, listening to Slim Dusty, now they're living next door to Alan. So Bondi called Ben Lexon and said, "I want another yacht, twice as big and twice as fast as what I already got. That'll fuck 'em." So his neighbours called some welfare mob not to be outdone, and got the HMAS Melbourne on some sort of government loan. It's got me knackered. They just said they want to go fishing for yabbies in the river. "Good day, Mr. Alan Bond, how you going, mate? You got a real flash boat, but my one's flash 1A. And I think I'm gonna put him in the river next door to Alan's." 15 dogs, 9 adults, 2 dozen screaming kids, with lines strung from the flight deck, trying to catch some fish, swimming, fishing, pissing in the river next door to Alan. So Bondi threw a party, the likes you've never seen, and invited everybody from the Premier to the Queen. And the Leyland brothers. His neighbours baked bungara on a barbie on the lawn, and invited all their relatives from Meekatharra to come down. "Hey, Edwin, don't you forget to bring a big flag and a woobler. There's a party on at my house. I don't know why he's leaving or where he's gonna go. He says he's got his reasons, and I reckon that I know. He just never got used to living next door to Abbo's. He's jumping up and down and he's making such a fuss. At least we done got fucking coons live next door to us. Now we gotta get used to not living next door to Alan. Now we gotta get used to not living next door to Alan."
Kevin Bloody Wilson, one more time. You want more?